Our next meal with Jesus, and this is a great one, is from Luke chapter 22, verse 7 to 27.
Leavened bread, which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying,
"Go and make preparation for us to eat the Passover."
"Where do you want us to prepare for it?"
they asked. He replied,
"As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house he enters and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there.'"
They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them,
"I have eagerly decided to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God."
After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said,
"Take this and divide it among you, for I tell you, I will not drink again for the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes."
And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying,
"This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying,
"This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to the man who betrays him."
They began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. A dispute also arose among them as to which of them was considered to be greatest. Jesus said to them,
"The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But I am among you as one who serves."
Wow, what a reading. We're going to look at that together, and Charlie is going to help us. Charlie, are you there? Hey,
hello.
Charlie's back.
Hello.
Now, Charlie, have you ever eaten with a king?
No, Ben, I haven't, but I would really like to.
Well, what if I told you that you could? Because I know a king who would like to eat with you in his kingdom.
Wow, no way. Is that him over there?
Hail, King Caesar of Rome. Tell the good news that I have come.
King Caesar, welcome.
Who desires to come eat with me in my kingdom?
Yes, I do. Can I come?
Maybe. Tell me, Charlie, why do you deserve to come and eat in my kingdom? What can you give me?
I can cook for you. I am a chef, though I only normally cook for people like Dave Gobbett and Ben Gardner. They are easy to please.
So, what can you serve me that is good enough for a great king like me?
What about my lasagna?
Not good enough.
My pizza?
No.
What about my signature dish? Barbecue chicken with sweet potato chips and even a Caesar salad.
Absolutely not. These are not fit for King Caesar of Rome.
Oh, no. What can I do? What can I do to eat with great King Caesar?
You have served me nothing. You may not eat with me in my kingdom.
Ben, why did you tell me I could eat with the king? I do not deserve to serve a king. I will stick to serving easy-to-please Welshmen like you, Ben.
But Charlie, that's not the king I was talking about.
Oh?
He's just the king of Rome, 2,000 years ago. No one cares about him.
Then who is the king that I may serve him?
It's King Jesus. Now, King Jesus is completely different to that King Caesar. King Jesus is the one who serves. King Jesus is the king we don't deserve. Let me show you from Luke, the passage we just had read to us. Look again at what Luke says in chapter 22. And look at how different King Jesus is to King Caesar. King Caesar said,
"Who desires to eat with me?"
But King Jesus said to his disciples in verse 15, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover supper with you." You see, King Jesus loves his people and he wants to eat with them. Remember, King Caesar said,
"What can you give me?"
But Jesus said about the bread, "This is my body given for you." And he said about the cup, "This is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." King Caesar said,
"What can you serve me that is good enough for a great king like me?"
But Jesus said, "Who is greater, the one who is at table or the one who serves? Is it not the one at table? But I, that is King Jesus, is among you as the one who serves." Do you remember King Caesar said,
"You may not eat with me in my kingdom."
But Jesus said, "I give you a kingdom, the same kingdom that the Father has given to me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones." Do you see, Charlie? Do you see how King Jesus is different to every other king? That's why Jesus said, "Look, the kings of the nations, like King Caesar, rule harshly over their people and call themselves friends of the people." But his disciples are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, the lowest. And the one who rules should be like the one who serves. Jesus is the king who serves. Jesus is the king we don't deserve.
Wow. Isn't Jesus amazing?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question though, Ben? Yeah. Why does Jesus serve his followers with bread and wine? Yeah.
Do you remember that? Jesus had the bread and the wine? Well, the Bible teaches us that we do not deserve to enter into God's kingdom because we are sinful, we are selfish. We only serve ourselves. And it says that because of those things, we deserve to die for our sins. But Jesus came and served us by dying in our place. He died instead of us for our sins. The bread that he broke is a picture of his body, which was broken for us. His body was broken for us. The cup is a picture. The cup is a picture of his blood, which was poured out for us on the cross. That's how Jesus died on the cross. His body was broken for us. His blood poured out of him for us. The bread and the cup are there to remind us of Jesus' death for us. But it also helps us look forward, helps us to look back at his death. It helps us to look forward to the day when we will enter into God's kingdom in heaven and we will eat and drink with him again.
Wow. I think I understand. Do you all understand? In your groups, answer these questions. How is King Jesus different to other kings? And what does the bread and wine help his disciples to remember? And what does the bread and wine help his people to look forward to?
Why don't you answer those questions in your groups? Okay, let's come back. I hope you had a good discussion. These things are very important, aren't they? I wonder what you guys came up with. I hope we all understand. How is Jesus different from other kings? Jesus is a king who serves. He loves his people. He's a king we don't deserve. What does the bread and the wine help us to remember? It helps us to remember his death for us on the cross. And what does it help us to look forward to? That we one day will eat with him in his kingdom. These are amazing promises. It's so good, such good news. And I hope we remember it. Isn't it great, Charlie?
Yes, this is amazing news, Ben.
Charlie, thank you for being with us again. Let's say goodbye to Charlie.
Thank you, goodbye.
Thank you, Charlie. See you next time. Now, I want to talk to us briefly about this. That we are at many different ages in our lives, isn't it? But God calls all of us to turn to him. It's very important that we trust in Jesus. And if you are young, if you're a child, and you're thinking about these things, please talk to your parents about it. It's very important that we talk to each other about what it means for us to trust in Jesus. So please consider that. I want also to speak to those of us who have been following Jesus for a longer time. Maybe it's been for a year or it's been for many years. Sometimes we can become distracted like the disciples, can't we? We focus on who among us is great. But remember that Jesus was among us as one who serves. Sometimes we can be discouraged when we serve King Jesus. Sometimes people don't see the things that we do. Sometimes we do things that we don't get thanked for. And we wonder, I'm not great. But when Jesus sees what you do for other people, he thinks it is great. Because that's what he did for us on the cross. Let's remember that as we go into this week. What Jesus has done for us on the cross.